to the Columbia Center for Spiritual Living, a welcoming and diverse community whose vision it is to contribute to a world that works for everyone. The inspirational message you are about to hear will expand your idea of what is possible in life right now and affirm your soul's knowing in taking that right next step towards your greatest good.
Who knows about visioning? Okay. So, who knows about the four kingdoms of consciousness? Okay, there's an opening. So, the four kingdoms of consciousness, I have found, dovetail brilliantly with the practice of visioning. Because the first kingdom of consciousness is the consciousness of victimhood. Life is happening to me. Life is happening at me. Right? for me, yeah, it's that. And it's not necessarily a negative. It's just the way it is. Right? I'm pretty sure that everybody on planet Earth has traveled in Kingdom One. Yep. I'm pretty sure that some folks in this room woke up in Kingdom One, and by the time they got in the shower, they were in Kingdom Two. And but, you know, because it's that fluid. It's that fluid, right? It's not a thing where I'm going to move from Kingdom One to one of the other kingdoms and set up camp and stay there. It would be nice, but, and maybe you can make it work that way. I'm just being really transparent. That has not been my experience. I can go through all four kingdoms of consciousness in less than 30 seconds. Depending on what's happening. Yes. The second kingdom of consciousness, life is happening by me. I'm doing it. Now, that's a slippery, slippery slope, at least for this human being. It is a place where I have separated myself, where my human ego is running the show, absent of any awareness that I'm connected to anything. It is a kingdom of superiority. It is a kingdom of arrogance. And I don't think it's any mistake that it's right there next to victimhood. Right? Because we tend in this human realm to do this pendulum thing. Again, it's not a bad thing. Maybe that's the way we designed it because that's how it works for us, right? So when we are deep in victimhood, sometimes the only way we get out of that victimhood is to swing way on the side of, I'm untouchable. Maybe. That's okay. So Kingdom Two, life is happening by me. I am the orchestrator. And then there's Kingdom Three. Life is happening through me. Where we're beginning to understand our wholeness, our connection with this unseen everything that creates, that is infused within us, that actually creates through us. If you come to New Thought for very long at all, I'm sure you're familiar with the phrase, God in, through, and as us. So, God in us, as far as I can tell, that's just factual accuracy. It's there. Can I prove that? No. Except by how my life changes when I acknowledge it, when I activate it, when I get at least to Kingdom Three, where I am acknowledging that there's something happening through me that's not the human me. Kingdom four is where I aspire to live. God as me. God as me. It's interesting that even though we're new thought, how many times people will email me or call me or catch me after service and have a conversation about blasphemy when I say God as me. Now, blasphemy's not even a thing for new thought. Right? That's that separation. It comes out of the idea that there is a God outside of us that we are separate from, that we have to appease in order for it to care for us. That's not what we teach. No. Right? That's why I'm doing a whole year on wholeness, 366 days of wholeness, because it's leap year. We get an extra day to look at wholeness. Because the idea that this infinite beingness is loving doesn't line up with a being that would create its kin and then abandon them. It doesn't line up with the idea of a creator that would then send its creation to eternal torment. And when I really wrap myself around this idea of eternality and connection, I begin to understand whatever I do to you, I do to me. Because in that model, in that philosophy, a divine being that would send its creation to hell has to be there first to open the door. And so it just doesn't make sense to me that this infinite loving beingness would simultaneously love itself and torture itself. I ain't saying I can prove it, because I can't. But I'm saying it doesn't make sense to me. It didn't make sense to Ernest Holmes. It didn't make sense to Parmenides. It didn't make sense to Emerson or Thoreau. It didn't make sense to a lot of people. And I don't know about you, but when I'm in the realm of things don't make sense, it's helpful to know I have company. Because even if I have, you know, my cheese has slipped off my cracker and I've lost it completely, I still want company. I know I have a unique craziness, but I still want company. I was having a conversation with a congregant last week, and we agreed that I was delightfully nuts and delightfully weird, and the bonus was I was consistently nuts and weird. So you can depend on it. It's just how I roll. So that fourth kingdom, God as me, is the kingdom of visioning. Many of us confuse visualization with visioning. Visualization is holding my agenda as a picture in my mind. Now we're back to Kingdom 2. Wow. Ah. My agenda. Again, we get to do that. It's not about it being right or wrong. It's about giving you information so you can choose. catching life's vision of itself as us, that's scary territory for most of us. Because it's way bigger than Kingdom 2. It can bring about changes that were not in the plan for Kingdom 2. Ernest Holmes says, when we create a demonstration, we must accept all that comes with it. Right? There's a reason I remember certain phrases, because I have that reaction when I read them. Right? So when we're doing treatment, spiritual mind treatment, affirmative prayer for a thing in Kingdom 2, know this. Law says yes. But law isn't saying yes to the way you have it mapped out. It's just saying yes. And so if we're treating for the perfect relationship, that may be on the other side of the country. It may require you to release your job, release your home, release your current community, move to an area that you have never been in and know no one in order to meet said perfect one. Right? We don't know how law's gonna unfold it. We just know it is. We don't get to control how it happens. Our job is to express the desire. Our job is in thought. We have a desire, we form it in thought. Law takes that and does what law does. And the outcome is the outcome. The perfect car may not be red. It might be green. And if all you have is the perfect car is red, 10 perfect green cars can show up and you will turn them all down. And then we'll be like the folks in the flood, right? Torrential rains are coming and everybody's being warned. And he stays because it's just a warning. And then the water starts coming down and the water starts rising. There's a knock on the door. It's time to evacuate. Oh, I'm waiting on God. And so he stays. And the water continues to rise and here comes a boat. Really, it's time to evacuate. I'm good. I'm waiting on God. And he stays. And now the water is up to the roof level. And he's sitting on the chimney. And a helicopter comes by with a ladder drop down. And he's like, still waiting on God. And he stays. And he drowns. And he gets to heaven. And God's like, dude, what up? What are you doing here? He's like, well, I was waiting on you to save me. God said, I sent you a weather report. I sent you an officer to knock on your door. I sent you a boat. I sent you a helicopter. You said no every time. We don't know how it's going to show up. If we're living in that space of God as, we're open. We're open to recognize the self recognizing the self rather than the human ego misidentifying the self. Right? That's the constant push-pull inside. We have all this conditioned thinking telling us how life is supposed to be. And then we have this spiritual desire, desiring it to be very different. So I'm going to take us through a vision process. It's actually very short. There are, in the back room there, 20 of these, blank. There are magazines, there are scissors, there are glue sticks for anyone who wants to stay and work on creating a vision board for yourself. It's all back there. You just get to go play. Visioning oftentimes does not make sense to the brain. Let me tell you that. It doesn't come through the way you necessarily think it should. That's back in Kingdom 2. We're going to open to Kingdom 4. We're going to open to hearing, seeing, feeling, sensing the divine's idea of itself as us, not our idea of ourself as it. Okay. It doesn't serve us to recreate God in our image. Been done. It's getting really old. Let's try something new. We are new thought after all. Let's have one. I'm just saying. We could kind of sort of do that. So I invite you to go within. If you have something you want to take notes on, great. I invite you to trust that infinite intelligence within you also has a memory, and it will remind you of what it has for you. So I invite you to breathe into the center of your being, to bring your awareness to the depth of your breathing, to be aware that that is the infinite breathing you. And so from that place within, we open to divine intelligence within us that already knows. And we open by asking, what is the divine's highest idea of itself as my life? And we look, listen, and feel. So going deeper, we ask, what must I become in order to manifest the divine's highest idea of itself as me? And we look, listen, and feel. And breathing even deeper, having received the divine's highest idea of itself, having asked what we must become, we ask, what must I release? What must I let go of in order to fulfill the divine's highest idea of itself as me? And we look, listen, and feel. And taking another deeper intentional breath into the center of our being. We ask, is there anything else that infinite intelligence within me desires to bring to my awareness? Knowing that it constantly communicates, opening to this moment, is there anything else that needs to be known in awareness? How to fulfill the divine's idea of itself as me? And we look, listen, and feel with an open heart. And so breathing even deeper, I recognize I am in the presence of the one infinite, ever-present allness, that this one lives, moves, and has its being in, through, and as me. That it creates out of itself, by itself, to know itself, to expand its experience of itself. Always available to and as its creation. This is the truth of my being. This is the truth of all being. All, each and every magnificently individualized, diverse expression of the infinite, fully infused with all that it is, the home of infinite intelligence, the home of a desire to be. And so I claim and affirm that the divine is speaking through itself, as itself, in this moment. Speaking itself into the activity of itself that we call law. Manifesting the desire of its heart as its creation. And so I know that just as quickly as the words are formed in mind and consciousness and spoken into law, they are done. And so I know that every vision that has been received and is being held in the one mind, in individualized awareness, is already made so. It's already done. And now we get to participate in the unfolding of it in the human realm. That moves every cell in my being to gratitude. Gratitude that is beyond this thing I know is joy. Gratitude at a cellular level that just whispers, oh, wow. Wow. And so it is from that place, from a gratitude that knows it's already done, I release my word, the word of the infinite spoken as me, into its activity of law. I let go, and I let law be law. I let God be God. And I invite you, if this is your prayer too, to own it in human awareness as we say together, and so it is.
Thank you for listening. If you have received a value, we invite you to share this podcast and check out our website, columbiacsl.com, to sign up for our weekly newsletter, providing thought-provoking blogs and details on our upcoming classes and community events. And we always are pleased to hear from you. You can reach us at podcast@columbiacsl.com. Thank you. Blessings on your journey.